Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Will Cordero. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bill Selby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cordero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wakefield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wakefield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Selby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kiler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiler hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomey strikes out. 1 out. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel bunts towards third. Selby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peña moves to second. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peña moves to third. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive to left field. Greenwell throws towards the plate. Stanley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stanley. Peña scores. Vizquel scores. Franco moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Tommy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Selby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Selby. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Bell steals second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Selby is 0 for 1 in the game. Selby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiler takes first base on ball 4. Selby moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Greenwell moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. O'Leary moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Selby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Selby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Selby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Selby moves to second. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Julian Tavares now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tomey is 0-for-2 in the game. Tomey hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pena is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Pena hits a line drive towards third. Selby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-2. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Greenwell for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Stan Belinda now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordero is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Selby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Selby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Selby hits a line drive towards first. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell pinch hits for Milt Kyler. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mitchell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.